With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently released guidelines for processing federal loans for the hemp industry. The USDA's Andrew Kowalski explained some of the similarities and differences within crop insurance products offered to industrial hemp producers in 2020.
They do have some similarities. In each case, the producers need to follow all applicable federal regulations and any applicable state or local laws, tribal laws, any of those laws that might be out there. For each of the programs, hemp with a THC level greater than 0.3% not considered insurable. And for each of the programs, the producers need to be producing under the applicable governing authority or regulatory authority. In some cases, that's going to be under the USDA plan. In other cases, it's going to be under state or tribal plan. There are some differences between the programs. For example, the multi-furrow crop insurance requires 1 year of production history, while the whole farm program does not require that production history. Both whole farm and the multi-furrow crop insurance do require a contract to be in place for the sale of the crop. And then there are a few more specific examples of differences that an interested producer could discuss with their agent.
Since hemp was federally legalized under the 2018 Farm Bill, it is now considered an agricultural commodity, just like any other crop. I'm Rick Worthington. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. If you missed any portion of our program, you can find it online at aginfo.net. You can also find us on Facebook.